too. It's Charlotte's already on its way to be in Atlanta. Too
I
late.
love Charlotte. I don't want them to get taken over by the grass wall brunch places.
Too late. It's about to be. You already said there's one place opened up in Tallahassee, right?
Yeah,
That's
yeah. What's a
what?
Miami theme? A Miami theme with a grass wall.
So wait a minute. A Miami themed restaurant in Tallahassee, but it has grass walls like Atlanta and Houston.
And hookah. They have hookah
And
too.
hook
What?
lemon pepper wings too.
Yeah.
Who are they trying to target?
Everybody.
It's scary, bro. Brunch culture is turning into fucking sectional club culture. Like
Yeah,
it's
it really
a lot of
is.
these brunch spots don't even have tables and chairs anymore. It's all sections
That's
and
stupid.
hookah. Yeah, it is stupid. And the music be loudish. It's like you're in a club at half these places. The music be loud as hell. You yelling over each other and we 2 inches apart.
It's like they don't want customers.
But the thing is, the dimmer like these the young 20s folk, they love it. Like the 21 to 25, 26-year-olds, they love that shit.
They're broke, though.
I don't know if they broke for real anymore, bro. They be affording this shit somehow.
They scammers. Have you seen the trend of bottle wars online?
I saw that, what, 2 weeks ago on Twitter? Like when you had niggas, dog, it was like 10, 12 bottles. And first of
Yeah.
all, they bought the bottles in the club. So each bottle they was pouring was about $200 a bottle. And they
Well,
each had like 10 bottles.
yeah.
That, how dumb is that?
Bottle wars, you said?
Yes.
It's
So hold on. So that actually, we're gonna, this goes into one of
okay.
my, this goes into, what I saw on the internet this week. We'll start with that. What I saw. So first of all, we back another hour of the Chicken and Liquor Hour. We got J Boog in the house, and we got Dr. Clark in the house. We back. So what I saw on the internet this week. Glad you brought it up. Bottle wars. So J Boog, bottle wars is when two sections of niggas, and when I say niggas, I don't mean black folk. I mean ignorant dummies wasting money. Two sections of them. You had one group over in one section. It probably was about seven to eight of them in each group. Then another group in another section, and they just showing each other how much money they got by pouring their bottles out on the floor.
What the fuck? In this economy? With these interest rates, they're gonna be doing that shit?
That's like something Keegan would have said. And
First
these
of
with
all,
these interest rates.
if I own a club and you're intentionally trashing my club, spilling liquor on the floor, I'm kicking you out.
Yeah.
It was, bro, Janice, it was hella bottles. Hella bottles all over the place. And it was liquid all over the floor, just pouring it out bottle for bottle. Just
Can you
kept
witness
pouring.
this?
No, it was on Twitter. No, I ain't never. See, I don't be out in the nightlife. I told you I'm out in the daytime. I don't do that type of shit.
Oh, okay, word.
So,
Interesting.
okay, word.
Okay.
Okay, word. And they're just pouring bottles out. Like, I'm so confused by that. Like, and you know, the dudes are only doing it because they feel like they look dope and they think the women are gonna like it. But it was hella women all up around it that was like, yeah, shout out to him and all that bullshit.
Yeah, that's just like a flagrant fucking display of your credit card debt. Like,
Ja'Cory, on a scale of one to niggotry, where does that go? As if niggotry is a 10.
it's all the way. Like they would make a Boondocks episode about that.
Oh my God, that is a Boondocks episode. We need Boondocks for this culture. That I didn't know that was a thing. That's scary. I hope that doesn't become a thing where people really are doing it everywhere.
See,
Yeah, I mean.
a while ago I heard a song by Dirt called 248 where he says, "When I'm in the club with people I don't like, we're having bottle wars." Now, at the time I didn't know what that meant. I thought he just meant like you compete.
Smashing a bottle.
No, I thought it meant compete to buy the most expensive bottles and like
Yeah.
outdo them. I didn't know he meant pouring it on the floor, and now I don't respect him anymore.
He said, "I don't respect him anymore."
That's fair.
So it wasn't a, you didn't start respecting him when he was talking about killing people. It took the bottle wars.
Yeah, that was it. Just wasting money.
I don't worry about you wasting life. You wasted money.
There you go.
But see, you was killing other people that was in the street doing the same thing you was doing. So I have nothing to do with that. But
Yeah.
Now, oh damn, now there's gonna be some 19-year-old that's growing up in this, and they're gonna want to start doing that by the time they're 23, 24, or 25.
Well, it just depends on like how much you parent that person. I mean, honestly.
So this actually makes me think about.
I'm sorry, just the thought process of like why is that a good idea? Why is it necessary? I don't know.
Look at the other dudes that was around them. They all had like skinny jeans on, and they was all like chubby, but the jeans was hella tight with big belt buckles as well. And they just all look stupid as shit. And
they do.
That's embarrassing. Like, you know, we really have to bring shame back. Why are people aren't ashamed? We went through too much of this. Don't shame that person and fat shame and blah, blah, blah shame. You know what? We got to start shaming people again. People got to be embarrassed to do certain things.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people nowadays don't understand the difference between shaming someone for something that they can't control versus shaming them for something that they can control.
Right.
That's definitely controllable, like fucking wasting liquor and shit.
Bro, wasting liquor is crazy. Like, there's a difference between shaming and bullying. And we got to start shaming people again. We really have to bring shame back.
I thought you were going to say we should start bullying again.
Well, I mean, a little bit. We need a little bullying is healthy.
It was like, I never stopped.
But yeah, I mean, I only bully the people I love, though. I don't bully others. So my students know. When I'm teasing them and messing with them, they know that means I fucks with them. I told them, I said, look, if I'm nice to you all the time and it's just good morning, how was your weekend? Okay, that's great. That means I don't really fuck with you.
Why do strangers get the nice side of you?
Because they don't know you. So you have to, you know, be on your best behavior around them.
Yeah, that's fair. I was trying to avoid getting a fucking meeting and another anger management call.
Actually, it's not anger management. Sensitivity training.
There we go. Thank you. Same shit.
It's not anger management because there's a difference between anger management and sensitivity training. Because I don't be angry, but I just don't be caring. So it looks like I don't care about your what?
You're just sensitive as fuck. No, they're saying that you need to work on your own sensitivity.
You was really quick to just be like, you're sensitive as fuck.
No, I said, oh, so you're sensitive as fuck.
You didn't say no oh before that.
Well, you would have heard me if you weren't talking so loud.
You know, it's racist just to say the black man's loud. That's crazy. No, he
loves to talk over women. That's his favorite pastime.
I do enjoy it. Like, women need to learn to get a voice. And then you can talk with me. Matter of fact, you know, when they talk about that, I'm like, all the women in my life, they talk over me. So this whole talking over women, I can't relate because all these heifers stay talking over me.
Shout them out. First name and last name. Let's go.
My sister.
What's the first and last name?
I'm not saying it, but my sister. My homegirl, Big Hungry. We're going to just say Marsha. She'll do it. Patty Ann. She'll do it as well.
Not a real name.
Trinity. She'll do it as well. Janice. She'll do it if need be as well.
Sometimes.
My Ebony, she'll do it as well. Another Trinity, she does it as well. Shit, when we keep going, there's some motherfucking names. My mama, she'll definitely do that shit. So that's 8 people right there.
Let them know.
Nah, I'm not. They already talk over me. I can't let them know. Shit, you think I'm going to say something to these black women? And Trinity counts as well. So she's Hispanic. Is what they think anyway, so.
All right.
So I just let them know. And I hope some of you heifers is listening.
Well, I have no choice.
Heifers.
Anywho, what else did I see this week on the internet? Oh, this is a tweet that I saw. I thought of half of Ja'Cory and all of Keegan when I saw this. I hate that my beautiful black coworker was just eating baked chicken and mayonnaise in the break room while waiting for her lunch to warm up in the microwave.
Wait. So she already had food in the microwave and she was eating baked chicken and mayonnaise.
Correct.
Dude,
What's the, wait a minute, what's the craziest part of this? Still waiting for other food while she's eating food, or the baked chicken and mayonnaise part?
The baked chicken and mayonnaise being her fucking appetizer, bro.
Where like, did the baked chicken? That makes it sound like she didn't bring the baked chicken and mayonnaise. Did she bring both things and she heated one up and was waiting on it?
They didn't go into further detail. She didn't go into further detail, bro.
That actually would make more sense, though.
It makes more sense than what?
That she's heating up the chicken while she's waiting on the sidelines with the mayo.
That she's warming up the baked chicken and then she's just sitting there eating mayonnaise by itself?
No, she's like holding the mayonnaise in her lap waiting for the chicken to be done so she could pour it over the chicken.
I hate that my beautiful black coworker was just eating baked chicken and mayonnaise whilst waiting for her lunch to warm in the microwave.
Oh, okay. So it's the first one. Yeah, that's fucked up.
Well, those are two different meals.
Right.
Yeah, so I was saying.
Wait, hold on. Is baked chicken and mayonnaise a meal?
Well,
what is
no,
that?
It's not, but it's two different things. So I'm saying,
how do
like,
you think she was eating it, though? Like, did she just have baked chicken sitting in the Tupperware container and just poured mayonnaise over it? Was it shredded chicken mixed with mayonnaise?
The way I pictured it is it was like cut up chicken and she was dipping it in mayonnaise.
That's what I thought too. Like chicken nuggets.
Yeah, kind of.
That I ain't gonna lie, that makes it a little bit better than what I was picturing.
Mayonnaise.
I picture someone with a chicken leg and just mayonnaise over it and they was just eating it like that. But that's still, damn, a chicken nugget dipped in mayonnaise is crazy.
Baked chicken would be better, though, than a chicken nugget dipped in mayonnaise.
With yeah, she also said baked chicken, so I hope that it was like shredded chicken or something then.
Yeah, it's better, but still wild.
Yeah, that's, what is so great about mayonnaise that white people like really love mayonnaise?
But listen, I love mayonnaise on sandwiches because.
Yes, I do too, though.
Okay, so what do you mean then? Like just by itself?
White people are like, the way they talk about mayonnaise is the same way black people talk about hot sauce. Like truly love it. Like I know, well, I ain't gonna say just white people. I know I got a homegirl that dips her french fries in mayonnaise.
I've heard of that. I've heard of, like, usually when it's stuff like that, I've heard of people mixing mayonnaise with other stuff to make their own like sauces.
Yeah, Trinity used to do that all the time because she would make Chick-fil-A sauce and you put mayonnaise in it.
Yeah.
Or I had a homegirl that used to, we would go to McDonald's and she would ask for extra mayonnaise and she would say, can I get so much mayonnaise that is dripping off the side of the burger? And she would get her burger. It would be so much mayonnaise on it. She would take the bun off and just lick the bun. And like, that's how much mayonnaise she wanted. So, you know, now I think about it, maybe it's not, now that I've gotten older, maybe it's not just white people that love mayonnaise like that.
I've never heard white people talk about mayonnaise like we talk about hot sauce, like you said. I think you made that up. But
I think so much of shit that went from growing up and there was so many jokes about white people with mayonnaise that it's been 30 years of this shit. So none has been in my head for a long time. And maybe they don't love it as much as I thought they did. Because I like it on sandwiches. Yeah. I definitely love, but I will say there was a difference growing up. Most of the black folk I knew ate Miracle Whip, not mayonnaise.
See, listen, I heard a theory on social media. It was either Twitter or TikTok where someone was like, you don't actually hate mayonnaise. Your mom just used to buy Miracle Whip and tell you it was mayonnaise. And so you think mayonnaise tastes like that.
Correct. Yeah, I think. But I will say, you know, black folk love some sweet shit and Miracle Whip is sweeter than mayonnaise.
Yeah, I hate it, but yeah, it is sweeter.
It is sweeter. Yeah, but see, now that I've gotten older, as I got older, I don't really fuck with Miracle Whip at all, but I'll get some Hellman's mayonnaise and put it on a turkey sandwich. I fucks with that. So as well, growing up now, like looking back, like damn, I think I was just watching too much Comic View on BET when they was just making jokes about white people and mayonnaise, because now that I've gotten older, I'm like, oh, I do fuck with mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Damn. I ain't bought Miracle Whip in 15 years.
You know what is a good secret to a very good grilled cheese sandwich?
What?
You put
mayonnaise on the toast. Yeah,
you put mayonnaise on the bread and make
before
grilled cheese.
Before grilling it?
So I do is I spread mayonnaise on both slices of bread, then put the cheese on, make the sandwich, and then grill it in the pan.
It doesn't taste weird with mayonnaise being like warm?
No.
You're not putting a lot. The reason for putting the mayonnaise on the bread is because the mayonnaise itself has fat content. So when you're grilling it or pan frying it, whatever you're doing, you're making a crust. So it's better, it's elevated than your regular toast. You know what I
It
mean?
makes the cheese creamier also.
Okay, Bill Nye, the science guy over here, giving us
I'm
the
it's Gordon Ramsay.
how it tastes. It tastes creamier.
Gordon Janis over here.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't gonna lie, I used to grow up eating grilled peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
Oh, those are good too.
Never
But
had. When you eat it right off, the jelly's too hot and it's gonna burn your tongue. So you gotta let it cool down a little bit. But a grilled peanut butter jelly sandwich. So since we're on the topic of sandwiches, what's the go-to sandwich? Your favorite sandwich? Like me, I love a chicken salad sandwich with some
Good.
spicy mustard and regular mustard and a little mayo and a tomatoes, pickles, and banana peppers and some pepper jack cheese. That and on some whole wheat bread grilled slightly. Toasted, I mean slightly. That's my go-to. Obviously I knew what I like because that was my shit.
Are we counting subs when this?
Yes. That's actually what I was thinking. That's how I will always get my sub sandwich.
I don't know if I have just one go. It depends on where I'm at. Like my go-to, if I'm at home and I just feel like making a quick sandwich, that's different from like if I go to Publix and get
Now,
a
if
sandwich.
someone says, "Hey, Dr. Clark, what is your favorite type of sandwich?" You get your favorite type of sandwich. I don't care where you are, you get your favorite sandwich.
Like at a restaurant or at home?
Why is it different? Just say your favorite sandwich. It don't matter where you are. Just your
I don't have the ingredients at my house. That's
No,
why.
you have the ingredients. You have
Okay.
everything you need. What's your
If
favorite sandwich?
a sandwich could appear in your lap right now, what kind of
There
sandwich would it be?
you go. And
Okay.
you're starving and it pops up on your lap.
Probably a steak-um sandwich. Have you ever had steak-ums?
No idea what you're talking about.
So steak is like little thin slices of steak. Like you can get them at the grocery store and you make like Philly cheesesteaks out of it.
Okay, yes.
So I would do a steak-um sandwich on a sub roll with provolone or Swiss cheese. I
Well,
think I
hold on. What type of sub, what kind of bread is it though?
white. I say a
Okay.
white sub roll with Swiss cheese and ketchup.
And ketchup. Oh
Yeah.
yeah, I've had that. That is good. But that's the only condiment on there?
Yep.
I'm a condiment ass person. I like a lot of condiments. So he was
So
specific
the
about
oddest
that.
thing I've ever heard someone say.
I like a lot of condiments. I like a lot. Janice, what about you? What say you?
So I used to be, Italian sandwiches used to be my favorite, especially the ones from Jersey Mike's. So that's like you got your salami, ham, and whatever else meat is on there,
Is
and then.
it, hold on, is it pepperoni?
I think they put pepperoni on there too.
Yeah, I think so.
But I like it when they do it with the like the vinegar sauce
Oh,
and
yeah.
then on white bread, provolone, all that. I used to be really into that, but then it got like too much because it's just like too much meat on the sandwich. So I just started going for like the classic turkey sub. And that's like American cheese, you got your lettuce, salt, pepper, tomato,
Oh yeah, I
pickles,
meant to say spinach for
onion.
my chicken salad sub. I meant to say spinach. I need that on
Yeah.
there.
I need pepper on my steak-um sandwich too, pepper.
Steak'em. I didn't know they had a name like that. Steak'em.
Well, it's a brand of like steak slices.
But I know exactly what you're talking about, though. All right, moving on. What else I saw on the internet this week? This was the most random thing I saw, and a lot of people was retweeting it and agreeing with it. This woman posted, I need a new friend, a new homegirl to be my masturbating partner.
What?
And apparently there was a lot of people like, girl, I feel there. Apparently there's a lot of women that are friends that they just masturbate together. They don't do anything together, but they like to be next to each other and just masturbate with one another. They don't touch each other, but they just masturbate next to each other.
Pretty
I
hot.
thought those were just called roommates.
He said,
It's pretty hot.
so, but for
Looking.
both, so he said that's pretty hot. And then she says, I thought those are just roommates. Janice, who's been your roommates in the past?
Obviously, you're not going to do it now. Anyway.
She said, at a younger age.
I've actually never heard of that before.
Oh, okay, so I'm not tripping.
No, I've never heard of that before. I mean,
Corey, have you heard of that?
I don't believe that it's impossible. I just didn't know there was a whole niche for it.
Do you think, don't you think that that's, I'm not a woman at all, so I can't put my mind in that, because as a straight man, two straight men aren't going to be like, bro, let's jack off next to each other, bro, because I love you, dog. So
oh, that doesn't,
no, okay, white guys would do that, to be honest.
I'm playing.
No, I don't know. White guys would be like, no, I'm not gay, and still do it. But no, as a woman, does that sound weird at all? Like, or does it sound like something to you? Be like, I can see women doing that, straight women doing that.
The thing is that I could see straight women doing that. But the thing is that I don't understand why they would. I mean,
okay, I get that. You could see them doing it, but you can't understand why.
I mean, maybe like I'm just not a freak like that, you know? So I guess, yeah,
step,
I don't know.
Step your game up, bro.
I feel if they're pleasuring themselves in the room together and like the presence of the other person doing it helps their experience, I feel like low-key they're having sex with each other.
Or they're doing something with one. Like, they turning each other on.
Yeah. I just feel like it's like...
But you know, women are also different though. Women twerk on each other and...
That's nowhere near the same category.
It's still something sexual though.
I guess it can make sense.
It's still some sexual. Women be over grabbing each other's asses, twerking on each other, hugging all on each other, and they just saying they friends.
I want you to do a poll and put it on Facebook and Instagram. Straight women only. Would you masturbate in a room with your girlfriend, like with your best girlfriend?
Okay, I'm not gonna put that on Facebook, but I will put it on IG.
Okay.
I wouldn't. I don't know.
How many? Let's say if 20 women voted, what percentage of them would be like, yeah, I don't see anything weird about that?
Maybe four.
20 women voted.
If 20 women voted, what percentage? I'm thinking about 5%.
Yeah, I would say so.
Damn. That's so... But
did you go through the comments? You went through the whole thread, right? Was there anything else in there?
Well, first of all, it was a lot of men jumping in there and be like, yeah, girl, we should do that. And the woman's like, yeah, you should go find you your masturbation partner. So it was a lot of horny men in there. Let me go back and see if I can find it.
Will, you should do that this thing where you just like screen share what you're looking at. That we're not here.
See, damn man, I just searched it on Twitter and the first thing that popped up is two white dudes jacking off next to each other.
That's the thing about Twitter. It's like completely uncensored.
Oh my god, like what the f-
There's no warning.
Bro, why is there so many tweets with masturbation partner? Is Tinder a good place to find a mutual masturbation partner? I want to jerk off with and watch a woman jill off while watching porn and gooning. What?
What is gooning?
Is that a man saying that or a woman?
What the fuck is gooning? I can't look this up on my work laptop. This is ridiculous.
I have no idea because their profile picture is an animation of a woman jacking a dude off. So I want to make you feel good about going from daddy's boy to daddy's girl to daddy's toy. What the fuck? I wish I had a girlfriend. Okay, here it goes. Masturbation partners are underrated. A woman says that. Another woman, mutual masturbation with someone you care about is fire. I think I need a woman masturbation partner. That's what a man just wrote. And then someone else, I would love to have a masturbation partner to smoke and bust nuts with. Nigga, what?
Just the phrasing of that.
I wish I had a girlfriend. So this is a woman saying, I wish I had a girlfriend to come with, LOL. That's all I really want. Sexting buddies and masturbation partners.
That sounds like a lesbian. I'm sorry. Like, no straight woman.
No, that one definitely sounds like a lesbian.
Yeah.
Bro, what the hell? And well, when I click on her Twitter page, kinky little exhibitionist from the DMV. Which pussy?
Oh, you know what? I could see OnlyFans girls doing it.
Witch, like WITCH, like she's a spell witch. Okay.
Yes, witch. Yeah, not which pussy is this? W H. That's what I thought. You meant. No, that was funny as hell. That was I'm sorry. Which pussy do you want? I'm sorry, that was funny. Do you remember what last time I was cracking up laughing at about Janice when I couldn't stop laughing?
When oh. I said she looked like a flight controller.
Oh my god. Yeah, that was it.
She said, "Oh my god." Hey, that was I couldn't stop laughing at it.
But she knew the answer at first. She knew the answer. She just didn't want to say it.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Ja'Cory, that was one of your top five. That was one of your top five jokes ever. That was funny.
I almost didn't wear them today, but you know what? I was like, I gotta live my truth, you know.
Yeah, live your truth, queen. All right. Random topic of the week. Random topic of the week. What villain have you rooted for the most from a movie or TV show? One villain that I know I rooted for was, what's it called? Heisenberg from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Because he started off as a weak man, a chemistry teacher that none of the students respected. His wife was already an asshole, and she was an asshole through the rest of the series. And he had cancer. And the only reason he started selling drugs because he knew I was about to die. So let me make some money to leave my son, who is a fucking, I was about to say paraplegic, but no, who is, I don't know, he was disabled or some shit. I don't care, remember. No disrespect.
I'm trying to remember what he had.
Yeah.
I don't know if they ever
said cerebral palsy.
Yeah, oh. Cerebral palsy. Yeah, thank you. I said paraplegic. What the fuck? He had cerebral palsy. So his son has cerebral palsy. He has cancer. And his wife was an asshole. And none of his students respected him. His wife didn't respect him. They wasn't having sex. And then he got cancer. Like, so even when he started becoming like very evil and a drug kingpin, and he started like kind of like killing innocent folk and didn't care, you could tell that it wasn't about leaving his family with money and making sure they're okay after he dies. He liked the power and the control. But yet, there was still a small part. It's like, damn, I hope he doesn't end up in prison, and I hope he doesn't die. Because all the other shit. Go ahead.
But would you consider him a villain at that point?
Towards the end of the show?
He definitely was a villain.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. He was a villain towards the end of the show. Yes, he was. Yeah, he was a villain. Because he wasn't worried about like innocent people at all. Like even earlier on, when the first person he killed, he didn't want to, but his life was in that man's hands. So he had to do it. But it was also somebody else that was a villain. So, you know, when it comes to these movies and shows, you can understand someone killing another villain if they're a villain. But then he started not giving a shit about innocent people at all. He had enough money to take care of his family. But you know, they talk about getting addicted to the game. So, boom. What say you guys?
Janice.
Have you guys seen Ozark?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would root for Marty.
I only watched the first season.
No. Yeah, Marty.
Is Marty, what's his name, the lead character, the white dude that did a lot of stuff?
Yeah.
The white dude that did stuff in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Coming from the same angle that Will is, I guess like on a lesser level you could consider him a villain, but at the same time, they kill so many people.
Do I need to go and watch it actually? Because I only watched the first season.
Oh, Ozark's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I only watched the first two episodes now I think about it.
Yeah. Okay, once you get into it, it's hard to stop.
Because it was really slow at first, so I just gotta watch it then.
I don't remember him killing any innocent people though. I only remember him killing like gangsters.
I guess so. I guess like Wendy's a fucking villain in that one, but I wouldn't root for her.
Is a villain.
Yeah, no. All right. In that case, I have no fucking clue. We have to think about this a little bit. So I'm going to pass this off to you, Ja'Cory.
Dang. Maybe Shredder, because Shredder was a gangster.
To my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
You were root from. He was so evil.
I know, but he was just that dude. Like, who doesn't want to be Shredder?
Me and Janice at least had like reasons for these other people and stuff. He was such a villain. There was nothing good about him.
I'm not half stepping. I'm not choosing anti-heroes that are still sympathetic. I'm choosing a straight up bad guy.
He said, "I'm not a coward."
Fine.
That's really old school. He went back to Shredder.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I would root for...
I don't have another reason. He's just cool. I don't have a reason. He had the streets on lock. He had an army of underground soldiers that did whatever he wanted. He was just dope.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
So you're the same people that be, when these rappers murder somebody and go to jail, free, insert whatever rap name then.
I don't do that.
Sounds like it.
Never done that in my life.
We're talking about a cartoon, not real life.
Shoot, these niggas is cartoon characters, low-key.
They are.
They're cartoon characters who've killed real people, unfortunately.
All right, I have an answer.
Yes.
All right, I would root for Magneto and X-Men.
Really?
On the same basis of what Jacori said. Because he's fucking cool.
But he also had some type of reasoning from the beginning, though. Like...
But he's still a villain at the end of the day because he's going to do whatever he wants to get what he wants.
Which, have y'all seen like all the X-Men movies pretty much? Which is your favorite?
I've only seen like half of them, to be honest.
Well, which is your favorite version of Magneto then that y'all seen?
When he's younger.
The X-Men First Class?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my favorite too.
Talking about movie, because I actually like the cartoon version of Magneto the best.
Here he goes. God.
He would say some shit like...
Oh, God. Y'all so annoying.
Why?
Oh, God. Here he goes. He's got to be the... Oh, I'm old school. I like the...
Wait, comic book.
So are you saying that the cartoon version of X-Men is not the best X-Men we've gotten on screen?
I didn't say... But I said my favorite. We're talking about our favorites. That's the best.
I'm sorry if it came out first.
You're still annoying. Like, oh
my God. I changed my answer.
Compared to the show, the movies aren't that good.
Jacory's such a hipster. Jacory's a hipster. You should have a handlebar mustache.
You're older than me. So, which means you should have more of a memory of the cartoon than I do, even. Also, I have another good answer for your question. Let's get back to the subject.
That's what I'm saying.
Weebay from The Wire. I'd root for him.
I knew you was about to say somebody from The Wire. I just knew you was about to say it.
I knew I wanted to say someone from The Wire, but I was debating who, and Weebay is the perfect choice.
Janice, did you ever watch The Wire?
No, but let me talk
about it. Too many black people on one show?
Honestly, no, I was never really exposed to it for me to start watching it, so.
Hold on, real quick, though. Weebay, early on, I would have said that, but then when he killed Michael B. Jordan's character, I ain't fuck with him then.
He's a serial killer. That's what he does. He's the hitman.
That is true. He was a serial
killer. But why are you rooting for him?
Because
you have to watch the show, Janice. You have to just watch it.
He shows a level of loyalty that I have never seen in anybody on a TV show.
Think it was only like 16 years old doing that shit, too.
Yeah. So, well, 16 back then was way different than 16 now. But here's why Weebay inspires me, right? So at the end of season one, they all get arrested for I forget what exactly, but they have like a lot of bodies that are unaccounted for that they're trying to put on all the different members of the gang. Weebay, since he knows he's already in trouble and he's already going to prison, he confesses to like 20 murders, knowing that they're going to put him away for life just so no one else in the gang has to go to prison.
Ah. All right.
What a dumbass. That's a dumbass. Somebody, I respect it. No, he's dumb as shit.
I do respect it.
But the crazy part, it's a lot of niggas like that sitting in jail right now.
Yeah.
Damn.
And for what?
And for what?
For loyalty. Loyalty.
I knew he's about to say that. He's about to say that.
Y'all need a Weebay on our team.
Will?
What? I'm not me.
Listen, I have another answer.
Okay.
And I'm going to say Satan. I'm just kidding. It was a good one.
Dennis, don't bring that into my podcast.
My bad. I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody listening right now. It was
a good joke. Dracula.
She said Satan.
But why, Dracory? Why?
So I'm talking about the historical Dracula who used to like really impress people in his castle.
Bram Stoker's Dracula. We all know the
one. No, I'm talking about the like Vlad Dracula, the real person.
Oh, all right, never mind. Not that guy. Why?
He's a gangster too. He invited all his enemies to his castle for a dinner, then locked the doors on them, and then had them all murdered and put on stakes. Come on, that's G stuff.
Okay.
Oh, also Denzel Washington in American Gangster. Not the real person, because all the other shit was different, but just Denzel in American Gangster. Like, I wanted him to get away.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Thanos a little bit too.
Nah, I can't get with you on Thanos.
Nah, I can't, like, because half this population deserves to. Some of these niggas gotta go. These niggas gotta go. So Janice was really over here thinking. She had the hands to the side of it. She was like,
can't think of anything else, honestly.
You know who's the biggest villain in my life at work? Human resources. Fuck them niggas.
How do I know you're gonna say some shit like that?
Human resources.
I was gonna say, is it women?
No, you know women. Women are exhausting, Janice.
You're telling me. I live with myself every single day.
So you know what's going on in y'all heads. Like, is your heads just constantly just all over the place like that?
Bro, we're asking you the same fucking question.
It ain't a whole lot going on in our heads, bro.
And we know that.
Then, you know this one chick. Let me tell you about this one young lady.
Oh my God.
This. Hold on. I'm going to send y'all the screenshot first. I'm sorry for the people that won't be able to see.
Bro, you gotta put like all of your media into like a slideshow or something so we can all look at it. Because I'm tired of sitting here and imagining what exactly is happening. And I'm sure everybody else is.
Yeah, because that way you could show the audience too.
Yeah, bro.
Anywho, I just sent it to y'all. Oh, so yeah. This woman, these women's is exhausting. I'm tired.
You got females.
Go ahead, Janice.
All right, so
don't say the name.
Okay. Oh, thanks for telling me now. I almost did. All right, so she says, don't you got females you deal with? What makes you ask me?
Hold on, and wait a minute. But when she responded to the question, all I said was, what are you up to? That's all I said. Bruh.
And then you said, say what? But you're on my mind. And then she's like, you had women you went out with. No third chance here with me. Sorry, shrug. Black woman shrug. laughing, crying face. And then she sends Will a screenshot of him posted up with two honeys in his fire fit. And then he's like, they're just my homegirls. I like your ass. We're friends, right? Question mark.
You're leaving out some context. The women are kissing him on the cheek in the picture, and he's also kissing them.
See, my naive ass would just be like, oh, those are Will's cousins. It's all good.
Janice.
But they're literally nothing. But it really, like, don't you think, why I wouldn't post women like that if I'm really fooling with them, though. Right? Like, I wouldn't, like, those women mean, I legit, when I say those are my homegirls, and there's nothing more at all.
Yeah. I feel like, why do you have to explain that?
And also, this woman, we've never even met in person. We have FaceTimed, we DM'd, we've texted, we've talked on the phone. We've never even met in person yet. So for her, and then when she said, this your no more third chance, this your third chance, the chances are when I post stuff on Instagram or Facebook with other women. So it's like, girl, we're not even actually dating. We haven't spent time together in person. This woman's a fucking lunatic.
Yeah, so comments about that. I'm not even defending her here. I think that's kind of fucking stupid. So if you guys were in a relationship, obviously you have full reign to have that be your preference. Like, Will, don't fucking post these pictures of you and other girls. But you guys haven't even met in real life. The There's no commitment there. So it's like, forgive me for saying this. That right there comes from a place of insecurity. This woman has been hurt before.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
There we go.
Hold on, I'm gonna send you the rest of the stuff because this girl crazy as shit.
Oh my god.
And my dumb ass, I ain't gonna lie, I've been stupid and I would just go back to it because she'll post a picture and I'm like, damn, she does look good. Maybe I should try it again.
It's not worth it.
God nope, it's
put
not.
That in front of you so that you can know this ain't it.
And then she told me, have a good rest of your year.
Tax year ain't over, baby.
Have a good rest of your year is crazy.
All right. So,
you gonna read it again?
Read this out loud? Okay, all right.
Yes,
go ahead. The second part of this conversation goes, she says, a man that loses his homegirl and posts it on
social media. So she meant kisses.
Media.
She meant kisses, not loses.
Oh, okay. She typoed. A man that kisses his homegirls and posts it on social media and then entertain the comments where people are saying, oh, two girls, I see you. I think the fuck not. Try that shit with someone else. Red flag, red flag, red flag. And then she unsends a message that she initially sent before that or after that other message. And then she's like, a man that kisses his homegirls or let his homegirl kiss him, asterisk. Okay.
She was correct.
Yeah, so then she replies to Will's message, we're friends, right, lol, and says, that post made
hold on,
you
wait a minute,
lose.
Wait a minute, Janice, wait a minute, Janice. What? Is that an asshole text for me to send when I say we're friends, right, lol?
It doesn't help you.
Yeah. Like, you knew what you were doing.
Yeah, you're just digging yourself deeper into the hole.
I don't know why I did that. Continue,
okay.
My bad.
And then she said, replies to that message and says, that post made you lose any chance to even speak with me. And he's like, it's a cheek kiss. I would never actually kiss them at all, for real. It was an unserious joke. Honestly, didn't know people would take it differently. And she says, dismiss yourself, Will. Don't send a friend request. Have a good rest of the year.
All right.
Everybody well. Comment. Everybody put their thoughts in the comments below. Let us know what you think about this shit.
Hold on, there's more.
Oh my god, bro. All right. Let's go. Fucking reading rainbow up in this bitch. All right. So then she says, oh no, wait. Then Will's like, for real? I hate that. And she fucking hearts the message. And she says, I hate that too, but I don't do men who flirt with their friends and so forth. Much love. I was like, but I don't do that. Why do you want to not fool with me? Why do you not want to give this a chance? Going to an outing with your female friends and then y'all kissing on each other of a picture and posting it is past my boundaries. Just kissing a friend or them kissing or touching on you is past my boundaries. I will never trust you because you play flirt with your female friends, and I don't know the real truth because you're telling me your side of the story. You're not the guy I date. That's just that. And then, you know what? I respect that message though, because she's telling you what.
Well, yeah, that part. Yes.
What, yeah.
It is what, like, yes, y'all just aren't yeah. each other. It is what
hold,
it is.
Hold on. There's a snippet of what Will says after that, and I'm curious to see like him
wait
on his knees
what's
trying
the,
to explain this shit.
Wait a minute, what's the last part? Oh, okay, I got you. I'm sorry. Because I was just looking at it, cracking up, like, and I was drunk too after brunch. All right, I just sent it.
A nice woman. Oh my god, okay. I love this. This is my favorite part of the podcast. That's just some, okay, so Will says after she's like, you're not the guy I date, that's just that. He's like, that's just some single and being funny shit. If you're taking me serious, I wouldn't do that. I like you and want to do some serious shit.
Why are you telling
so,
her that?
Why? Yeah, like, come on, Will. Like, are you even fucking trying? And she goes, so because you're single, fake flirt with your friends, ha, I think not. There's no flirting and faking. I genuinely like you, though.
No,
he likes the message.
So Will said that.
Yeah, yes. She says, he says that. And then she replies back, play with someone else with the BS. Then Will goes, for real? I like your ass. Yo, we gotta put you through like a master class on fucking talking to women. Like, what is that?
I mean, I didn't really care.
Sure.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. She just looked fine as hell. She drinks Bud Light. And so I knew, like, the moment I saw she was drinking Bud Light, I knew she wasn't gonna be the woman for me. But I'm like, she looked bad as hell. So let me keep trying. It's legit. Every couple months she gets mad and then she like unfollows me on Facebook or blocks me. And then I add her back and then she adds me back and then she's commenting on all of my posts all the time. And then we're talking again. And then she randomly gets mad and sends me a post, a picture of me kissing some woman on the cheek. Ha, I think not. I'm like, what are you talking about?
He's like, got your ass, you fucking cheater.
Yeah. And I'm like, girl, I don't even know how to pronounce your last name yet because I ain't even met you in person. We're like, what the fuck? So
Bruh.
I think the woman's crazy as hell for taking it that far because it wasn't that serious. And I get it. I was egging it on because I wasn't really taking it that serious when we was messaging back and forth.
Yeah, you got
So
more conversations like this. It's really fun to read through.
you are so we need to just do a segment that
Yes.
is okay. So moving forward, we're gonna start doing a segment of breaking down Will's conversations with women.
Yeah, everybody, you're currently witnessing process improvement on the podcast live. Like, this is some real shit.
That's so funny. Oh, I got another one. We'll bring back. We'll bring it in the next segment then. After we do our America's favorite game, Janice, Florida.
Or nah.
We'll be right back. Bye, niggas.